Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with our buddy from the Penn State Rivals Network, Eric Lammers. He's the lead recruiting analyst for Penn State Rivals. And if you want to find more content from Eric and everything else from Penn State Rivals that they have to offer, just go to pennstate.rivals.com. If you're interested in more from Keystone Sports, just download our app, Keystone Sports, from wherever you get your podcast. Eric, my friend, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Jim. I'm doing well. Glad to be back. You know, this is always one of my favorite parts of the week. So I'm happy to be on here talking a little Penn State football recruiting with you.
Fantastic. Off-season recruiting is the topic everybody wants to talk about. And by the way, I thought this was supposed to be a small, quiet recruiting weekend. And would they have about 20 recruits come into Happy Valley?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, because obviously the 15th and the 29th are really those targeted dates that they were looking at for the junior days in the month of January. But anytime that the recruiting calendar is open, Coach Franklin's not going to be one to turn down kids, and you really have to be pretty flexible based on when the kids can make it to your campus. So if that is going to be on the 22nd, when you necessarily didn't have a junior day scheduled, but you can get more than a handful of kids on campus on that date and it works best for them, Coach Franklin's going to obviously open up the doors for all of them and put on a show and roll out the red carpet. And so essentially what happened was that there was one or two guys, I think, that were kind of it worked best for them to get on campus this past weekend, and then that kind of just snowballed. And then from there, you're just like, well, let's make this a weekend. Why not? And have and showcase our facilities again, showcase Penn State football, and see what we can do. So, yeah, it was supposed to be small. It turned out to be a relatively big weekend, for sure.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the names specifically. I want to start with, because it's interesting, from where there were two players in. Both players have offers from Penn State. And they're from the state of Washington. One of them is a defensive back named Kyle Chen, and the other, Gabe, and I hope I pronounced this correctly, Taher, listed as a wide receiver slash defensive back, and a pretty big kid, 6'2", 175. New territory they're breaking there with recruiting from the state of Washington, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one, obviously, to have those two kids come all the way out, you know, to Happy Valley on their own dime. It's pretty unique. So I don't necessarily know what the thought process is on going all the way out to the Pacific Northwest to offer these two guys. They don't necessarily have any other offers. They had, you know, Chen, I believe, had Colorado was another offer that he had. But, you know, they don't have some of those other traditional Pac-12 schools, you know, that you would kind of expect. What I do know about the Penn State staff and the recruiting staff is that they are constantly watching film, constantly looking for kids that they can add to their program. And what they are not afraid of, they are not afraid of being the first to offer a young man, whether or not he has a group of five offer or he has other power five offers. They trust their evaluations, they trust their eyes, and they trust what they believe, how that young individual prospect can help and fit into their scheme. So, you know, it's who am I to fault them for that? They're going to go nationwide and really look for the best talent out there. I think what this weekend was really good for them is obviously they're not going to have coaches on the road out in Washington normally, right? They've been out in January, all of January recruiting, and they're going to their traditional territories, you know, Florida, DMV, Georgia, places like that. So they don't necessarily get out to Washington. Well, they throw these offers to these two young guys. They, on their own dimes, come all the way to Happy Valley, like we said, to visit them. Well, that is just perfect for the Penn State staff, because what that allows them to do is then height and weight them, get eyes on them in person, what they normally would have maybe been able to do if they sent coaches out there to see them, but that wouldn't really make logistical sense. But these two individuals were more than happy to come to Happy Valley again on their own dime. This allows the staff to height and weight them, get to know them, get to know their personalities, see if they'd be a fit, and then from there you can kind of progress. How do you want the recruitment to go from there? And so, I mean, it's a little bit of a, it's a different strategy, I guess, when you're going out to a place like that. But, hey, like I said, they trust their eyes, they trust their evaluations, and they're open to, you know, I guess, obviously offering young men from all over the country.
You mentioned that by having them in, they can get an actual height and weight from them. In this kind of visit, would they do any other kind of testing? Would they do like a 40 time or anything else?
Yep. No. So that stuff is not going to be permitted, obviously, until the summer, right? And so during the camp. So the only thing that you're really doing, what they're really going to do, and I know it well, obviously, from when working for Coach Franklin, but they're going to height, they're going to weight you, and what they're going to do is they're going to test, or they're going to measure your arm length, and they're going to measure your hand size, right? Those are going to be the four measurements they're going to be looking for. And anytime they get a young man on campus, they want to know those things, those measurables. And so that just kind of, because then that just helps, obviously, you know, what you're seeing on film. Okay, so he's listed at 6'1", listed at 185. You know, he moves pretty well on film for that size. Okay, I like that. Well, then he shows up, and really, in reality, he's 5'10", and he weighs 170. I don't really necessarily love that as much, right? That's why the height and weight piece of it is such a big deal. And getting those kids on campus, you no longer have to guess. You no longer have to take their word for it. You know, now you have actual data, and you can make decisions from there.
That's great. I also had you mentioned prior to us getting started, they also had a transfer portal candidate also in this weekend, an offensive lineman from Cornell. What could you tell us about him?
Yeah, so he's a very big visitor, obviously, having a transfer portal guy come in. He's from Cornell, like you said. Interior offensive lineman, probably at the next level for Penn State. You know, he was on the official visit, so when you bring in an official visitor like that, especially an older guy like that, you're going to probably distance him from the general junior day festivities. Obviously, he's older. He's more in tune with other things. You're going to be selling the academic piece to him. You're going to be selling the campus life to him, the football life, different things like that. So he's much further in his process than some of those junior day visitors are. But I'm sure they rolled out the red carpet for him. I think they really would like to add another interior or any offensive lineman to the class for the 22 roster. And so he's one of their guys. He currently, you know, he's from the Atlanta area originally. So there's some belief outside of his camp that maybe Auburn would be the early favorite or considered to be the favorite right now, just because that would give him an opportunity to get back closer to home. But he's taken official visits to places like Iowa and obviously Penn State as well, which are, you know, pretty good Big Ten schools in terms of offense alignment and things like that. So, and to throw another wrinkle in there, he's a smart dude, obviously, coming from Cornell. He's very, you know, he keeps things close to the vest. He's not doing a whole lot of interviews, so he's not really tipping his hand one way or the other, really, where he's thinking. I know he enjoyed his visit to Happy Valley this weekend, but in terms of which way he's leaning here or there, you know, he's going to try and keep that as close to the vest until he's ready to make an announcement. I will say the one thing about him that's kind of unique, and the why I think Penn State has to feel really good about just at least knowing what they're getting in him and what he would be able to bring to their room, is that the offensive line coach at Cornell is actually a former Penn State graduate assistant. So he's worked for Coach Franklin. He's worked for this Penn State staff. So he can tell him, you know, this is what he can do. This is what he's not, you know, this is not what, you know, he's going to struggle with this a little bit, just so they have the total picture of what, you know, what he's all about, what they're getting. And that should help them, you know, as they were recruiting him and as they kind of make a final push.
And by the way, his name is Hunter Norzad.
Yep,
so
yep.
That's the name that we want to remember. Now, it was on me. I didn't even give his name when I introduced the player. There is also another player I was curious about, which was a linebacker, D. Creighton, another one of those guys from out of the area. He's a four-star linebacker from Georgia. I know you have some updates on him.
Yeah, so D. Creighton came up from, he's from Denmark, down there in Alpharetta, I believe, Georgia area is where he's from. So he came up, and what was good for him, gave him an opportunity to get up there and meet Coach Diaz and sit down with Coach Diaz and really find out what he's all about, right? And so, because when these coaches are out on the road, they're not really supposed to be talking to these underclassmen, right? They can say hello and general pleasantries like that, but they're not going to be able to sit down and really go into the whole scheme and different things like that. So D was able to come up to Happy Valley, sit down, spend some really quality time with Coach Diaz, and really what he found out in his time sitting with him was that, you know what, the defense that Diaz is trying to implement here at Penn State is going to look a lot like the 4-3 that I'm comfortable with at in high school. And so what Diaz really pointed out to him was how the transition would be kind of smooth, how he could kind of fit in and make plays probably early in his career. And so they were really high on him, and he coming out of the visit went as far to say that he's going to take some further visits. He's going to go check out some other schools. But, you know, Penn State solidified themselves as a top contender for the Georgia four-star for sure.
That is real interesting. If you could pull a four-star guy out of the state of Georgia, doesn't happen often for Penn State. that'll be an interesting one to watch.
It will be. It would be. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Jim. But we talked about this on the board a little bit, but people have been a little bit of doubts about Georgia recruiting under Coach Franklin. You know, just because it's hard, you're going to go down to SEC country and pull somebody out of there. But Coach Franklin has a name down in Georgia, obviously from when he was in Vanderbilt, and he has a network down there established. It's going to be hard any time you go down there, but he wants to continuously chip away at it because he has that established network down there. He knows the players, and so kudos to him for continuing to go back down in there. I just wanted to throw that in there. Sorry, Jim.
Oh, no problem at all. People they want to hear from you, not from me. So, the other thing I noticed is there were several wide receivers there, including one who's currently a Minnesota commit.
Yep. So yeah, Anthony Brown's the guy that you're talking about. He's the Minnesota commit. He's out of Springfield High School, Springfield, Ohio. He's been committed to Minnesota for some time, but he's really been pretty open about the fact that he's been, you know, looking around, right? And he has an open visit policy from what I've been told from PJ Fleck up there at Minnesota. You know, they know he's committed, but if you want to go check out some things, which is different from somehow other colleges will handle it. But so he's been pretty open. He was at Ohio State in the fall for some games. He was at Penn State this weekend, obviously, for the junior day. And then he's going to go up to Michigan this next weekend for a junior day. He's a pretty good player though. He's got some good juice on film. He's well coached. I like him. But Penn State, it's good for them in this situation. You get a guy like that on campus, he is committed elsewhere, right? So you can pretty much, the ball is in your court. What do you want to do with him? Did he get on campus? Do you like his size? Okay, does his size match his film? Does his personality match your culture? Different things like that. If the answers are all yes to those questions, then great. Let's go all in and let's try to flip this young man. If one of the answers to your questions there is, well, I don't know if necessarily he's going to be a fit or the personalities didn't vibe, something, right? Well, then, no harm, no foul. You keep moving. You tell them best of luck to you and keep on keeping on, right? But I think there's no harm in Penn State entertaining him. He's obviously shopping a little bit, and I think he'd be a nice fit for them if they decided to bring him in just because of the speed element that he could bring. Another guy that to mention, and I had him a little bit on commit watch. I'm supposed to connect with him tonight or this week a little bit more to hear more about his visit. But Kenny Johnson, the wide receiver there from out of Pennsylvania. You know, they had him on campus. I thought he might be a guy that they would kind of, you know, try to push the envelope with a little bit. Maybe he wasn't ready. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. I, you know, kind of have to dig in a little bit more on that. But, you know, I just thought, you know, as a Pennsylvania player product, yeah, he's one of those guys that Coach Franklin would want to lock down, keep home. You know, he's got some offers from BC, West Virginia, Rutgers, guys like that. And so, but we'll see what things go and what I can learn from him as I talk to him a little bit more. But he was another one worth noting.
Okay, I'm going to rush you on this with 20 seconds left. Neo Avery, Mega Barnwell, both commits. Used to be both listed as tight ends. They may end up elsewhere, other positions. What's the best position for each one of those guys, Eric?
Well, if you're asking me what the best position for them is, yes, then I'm going to say Mega should look at out being an offensive tackle, and Neo should look at being a pass rusher, you know, edge defender. But right now, that's not what they're really looking at. But if it was up to me, that's where I would tell them to look at, just because their athleticism, their quickness, and those are the positions that get paid.
I trust your opinion, Eric, so I'm going to go with your take on it. That is it for this edition of our show. Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.